B-Pod Studios.
And the fact that they've won a playoff series since 2012.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time ago. I mean, that's two generations have clicked over in that time. You got to win. No question about it. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we'll go through them. We find the best of the best. They make it on the show. Bobo ones don't make it on the show. And we'll see if the okay guy made it on the show today. He hit a pretty good point that he's done. He was done with Brett Brown. I'm done. Okay.
Okay. Let's
see what we got there.
Okay.
And then you got Bernie's okay.
Anthony, are you serious? You're really suggesting that Brett Brown's lack of coaching ability was because he didn't want to show the Celtics all of his cards? Who do you think we are? 72 Lakers or the Jordan-led Chicago Bulls? We're not that good. Brett Brown sucks. He's got to go.
Oof.
It is a strategy that you would employ. I've seen coaches do it. So I'm not telling you that's what he did. But the Sixers have great talent on that team. Who are you talking about? We're not that good. They have the second best five in the NBA. So my only point is maybe he's sandbagging in case there's a series. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a reason. I don't know why you play Furkan Korkmaz in the first quarter. Why you would play at all? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to beat the Knicks. We're going to beat the Atlanta Hawks. We're going to beat, the inferior teams and some second-level teams. But we're not going to be playing those teams in the playoffs. We're going to be playing the Celtics, the Raptors, the Bucks, the Pacers. These are very good teams. These are teams that give us problems. I'm just trying to let you know that Brett Brown has to get better defensively.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
No doubt.
100%. I agree. Look, the referendum is on. I hear you.
It is the Brett Brown referendum.
From here until the end of the season, the end of the playoffs, is the referendum on Brett.
We're going to learn all we need to know.
I've said it all year, right? This is it. This is the year. He's got the team. He's got immense talent. He's got to figure it out. And I agree. Defensively, they're a mess. You can't have Boston just move the ball like that and exploit at will anytime you have JJ, God forbid, JJ and TJ on the floor at the same time. Boston exploits it every time.
Yeah, Brad Stevens is the mad scientist.
Hey, Brett Brown, thanks for hearing our grievances about Korkmaz. You didn't play him not one stinking second. And to end the game, I love those Eagles chants.
Yeah, that's cool. That was cool. But that was planned to have no Korkmaz. It was Ennis Day. Ennis the Menace.
Instead, last night was Ennis Day. Against the Knicks.
I don't know why. I don't know why you play Korkmaz against Boston. Like, if you want to play Korkmaz, you play him against the Knicks. You know what? You should know. You shouldn't need to find out what Korkmaz is going to do against the Celtics.
The kid is a baller.
When I saw his ass checking into the game,
it's just 6 minutes in the first quarter.
What? What's happening here?
Dude, you should have seen me screaming.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, why is he Korkmaz coming into the game in the first substitution? The time it's happening. It's going to happen at 6 minutes because it always does. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Oh, he's not going to be back.
I know.
Like, you already axed his option.
Yeah, you renounced it. Yeah.
So what's the point of playing him?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand anything. I don't get his rotation. Yo, tomorrow, I want to ask, because we're going to do Sixers at the break tomorrow, and I had a conversation with a dear friend of mine whom I respect, and it's going to be EQ versus X and O.
Okay, I like that.
It's four letters. It's the two-letter fight. EQ versus X and O.
Okay, I'm in with that.
Anthony, take Jason's man card away. During Sixers, Celtics, he's tweeting out about Flyers, Minnesota. You've got to be effing kidding me. What a joke.
Kiss my ass.
Oh, dude, do you follow me on Twitter, okay, guy?
Dude, where's the okay?
Yeah, he didn't get the okay in there.
I apologize.
You didn't get the cut. You cut off the okay.
It was a little muffled. It wasn't
his photo. Always sucks.
He didn't bring it. All right, he didn't bring it.
Okay, but I need to know who the okay guy is. He's got to identify himself on Twitter because clearly he follows me. And okay, guy, clearly you would have known that I tweeted out about both teams during the twin bill that night between the Minnesota Wild and the Sixers and the Celtics. And if you don't get it by now, you friggin' moron, that I'm going to tweet about hockey. All right? I don't care if the man just landed on the moon. If there's a game going on, I cover the team. I do the games, you meathead. Okay.
I'm here to bring some summer heat with some baseball. Listen up. I hear a lot about Bryce Harper, but Manny Machado playing third base next to who? One of his friends, Gene Segura, shortstop. Reese Hoskins going back to first base. Cesar Hernandez can stick it and pick it at second base. And G.T. Ramuto as pitcher. Come on now. Stud infield. I'll see you guys later. Love the show.
Nice, brother.
Oh.
I wish you would have said J.T., not G.T., but we get you.
Yeah, I think he tried to mess that up like a little bit.
That's all right. Realmuto. Sometimes it just comes out.
All right, how do you say his name? Because I hear people saying Realmuto. Realmuto.
I don't know the proper.
Yeah, we need to get him to say it and tape it so we can play it.
Yeah,
I've heard 30 different versions of it.
So have I.
Yeah, Pat goes in my ear, he goes, you say JT. That's it. We can get that right.
Yeah, I mean, Realmuto.
I like it, though. Realmuto.
No, he's a stud.
Tom Hicks for a bit. Name, by the way.
So, Machado, you know, like, again, I'm cool with Machado. I prefer Bryce, though. Part of it, too, is I don't know why. I still hold out hope for Franco.
Do you? Well, it's going to be interesting how this plays out, the whole infield situation this year. And where does Kingery fit in?
Well, he's got to be your super utility guy that plays everywhere.
Yeah. In hindsight, you wouldn't have had him make the team out of spring training last year, would you?
Nah, he was overmatched. Over all year, he was overmatched.
Yeah.
Overmatched. What do you think about Franco and Pat?
One thing that keeps sticking with me with Franco was Jason Stark was on with Miss Nelly during the past season. He said one scout told him he could be an Edwin Encarnacion type who really hit later on in his career.
Yes.
And you remember this kid's only like 25 years old. He's still super young. So I like him. I don't want them to sell short on him. But if you can get Manny Machado, that's obviously an upgrade.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I feel the same way. I feel like he can blossom late, Franco.
You get Machado.
Yeah,
you know, that's different.
I get it. But I'd rather have Harper go into it with Franco. He's got quick hands, man. He's got quick hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and with some insurance, you know, and some help in that lineup, he could really do some damage.
I mean, if you're he's hitting seventh, sixth.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
All right, that was Bring the Heat. It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. 610-771-9751. That is the number. It's a weird couple of days because we don't have a game tonight. No Sixers. Sixers on break until what? Next Wednesday or Thursday? Next
Thursday against Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All-star break this weekend. Joe participating. Ben participating. So it's going to be interesting to watch. You like the NBA All-Star game?
I love the NBA All-Star game.
I knew you did.
I love it.
It's like
my favorite All-Star game.
It's the Globetrotters playing the Globetrotters.
I love it. It's my favorite All-Star game.
Yeah.
It is. It's the best. And look, I know nobody plays defense. I don't care. I love it. Yeah. I do. I've always enjoyed it. And like I used to watch it, root for Barkley to be MVP or Doc to be MVP. And
AI, when he was the MVP, it was great. Thing. Yeah.
Joe's going to get his turn. It's probably too soon, but he's 14-1.
Who's the favorite? Giannis?
And LeBron.
And LeBron?
Yeah.
I don't know about LeBron. I don't know if he's going to be motivated. I think he's just more like there to...
Yeah, I don't think this is...
Where's it at? Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Kemba is 14-1, too.
Mm-hmm. He had a spectacular game against the Sixers
sometimes
early.
He can fill it up.
He did against the Sixers.
You want the local guy to... He'll get extended play.
Yeah. And the crowd will be going bananas every time he makes a basket.
Throw Kemba, throw him a bone. Kemba's a dude that... I remember college, man. UConn. He carried them...
The Huskies.
Into the tournament. You remember? I don't know if you remember this.
Yep.
Pat, you remember this, too? When Kemba Walker, UConn wasn't even in the tournament. They win the Big East. He goes off. Four straight games. Ridiculous. Four straight games. UConn wins the Big East. Back when it was the Big East. They get into the tournament.
Automatic bid, yeah.
Because he wins the conference tournament. And then they win the whole thing. Because he rode him through the conference tournament.
All the way through.
All the way through the NCAA tournament. It was one of the most amazing tournament March performances ever.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It predicated a lot on one guy. How about that?
He was it. Kemba was it on that whole team. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's the only bracket time I've ever won. Was I had them.
Oh, is that right?
Because I went hot team. Yeah,
you
I went hot team.
Yeah.
He was lights out.
It was unstoppable.
Yeah.
And when he's dialed in, and you saw here, he's 62 the one game against Sixers, I think it was, right? 61 or 62. When he is dialed in, whew, he is sensational.
No, I can feel he just fills it up.
Yeah, but he can score at will.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a chance he can go off in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's a good one. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. The OK guy, I just revealed himself on Twitter. His Twitter handle is @FultzJumper. That's the OK guy. He's, I follow you. OK. I didn't even know that was him. I've actually blocked him a few times and unblocked him. I got to take a break from guys sometimes, so I just block him for a couple of days. And he's one of those ones because he's always saying, trade Giroux, rip off the sea, okay. Like, he's that much of a dope. All right, let's get back to the phones at 610-632-0975. That's one of our favorite guys checking in. Champagne Haynes is on the line. What's up, Champagne?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today on this Valentine's Day?
Doing great, Champagne.
So, yeah, we're supposed to be talking, favorite players and everything. And here we are stuck talking about Fultz and his mouth running down in Orlando. The balls on the kid. Unbelievable. I mean, I cannot wait until he comes back to Philly. And if he gets in the game, every time he touches the ball, they will be booing him like crazy. I cannot wait for that. If I'm at the game, and if I'm not at the game, I'll be booing straight through the TV. I cannot wait. And we need to pray for him. If he tries to drive the lane against Embiid, my God, just pray for Fultz. Pray for Fultz if he tries that.
Pray for him. like Doug wanted us to pray for Andrew Bynum.
Oh, God, remember that when Doug Collins said that?
Yeah.
That's a huge loss.
I just had to get that off my chest because here oh my God, we washed our hands of the kid, and here he is again rearing his head on Valentine's Day nonetheless. We were talking favorite players, and now we're stuck talking Fultz. But I just had a rant about that. I gotta go. I just couldn't handle it.
Champagne.
You guys have a good one.
You too, brother.
Appreciate it, brother.
Champagne Haynes.
Pop a cork. She's always popping the corks. Steel. What a great name. Steel in Ocean City's on the Fanatic. What's up, buddy?
Champagne Haynes. That's a nice handle.
It is.
Steel's not bad.
Steel's pretty good, too.
That's
man.
A good handle.
Well, that
Steel.
Is
Steel. You an iron worker, Steel?
No, E on the end. That's blasphemous.
That's right.
Steel and stainless. Listen, I'd be remiss.
Steels and stainless, that is a theft.
I'd be remiss if I didn't wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, especially Natalie. But my biggest Philly love, I hate to say it, I'm going to go with Kathy Orr.
Oh, yeah? That's good. Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little oar at the shore?
Yeah, a little oar at the shore. She's, I would say, yummy. Let's talk a little more.
Wow. Oh, I go yummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Kathy tasty. Orr.
And I got five
It's not
daughters.
Creepy.
It's I got insanely five creepy. Daughters.
Dude, I know you have five daughters. That's good. And they're five successful girls. God bless.
I know. I mean, I've been ruined. But, you know, that's another subject. All right, let's talk a little Markelle Fultz. I think his tombstone should read R.I.P. T.O.S. Taz. What a friggin' toad maggot this guy was.
Well, he talked about the TOS in his press conference today. Would you like the quote here, Steele?
What'd he do?
He had his magic down with Orlando today, his press conference, too.
Okay.
So here's what he said about describing of his TOS. These quotes are coming from Nikki Football, who works down there at ESPN 580. He says, it's really hard to describe and explain. It's hard to lift up your arms. You lose feeling in your fingers. You can't tell when it's going to happen. You get tingly in your fingers. It's numbness.
Well, how's
end quote.
How's
I go, you know what I say to that? It's BS.
That's not true.
Yo, Ann, how's he put on deodorant?
Well, he doesn't because he stinks.
That's a good handle. All right, man. I'm gonna leave you one last thing. Tomorrow, news conference, Phillies sign Manny.
Tomorrow and yep. Manny.
Yep, they sign Manny tomorrow. I'm looking in my crystal ball. Have a great Valentine's, you and your family.
Steele, yeah, you got tomorrow. It, buddy. And we'll appreciate put that it. Down there, man.
All right, Steele, we'll mark it down. Manny
it's a bold,
tomorrow.
That's a bold prediction right there.
I'm underwhelmed by it. I want to hear a signing tomorrow of Bryce.
Dude, if they sign Manny tomorrow, you're not happy?
No, because at first I'm not, because I'm going, I want Bryce. No. I want Harper.
They sign Manny tomorrow, I'm great.
Because you know you got one of them at least.
Yeah.
The bird in the hand.
Yeah, pretty good. That's a pretty good bird.
Well, it's a big,
it's the Larry bird.
It's a nice bird, I get it. But I still want Harper. He's the number one for me. And look, I'm not saying there's a drop-off from a player standpoint. And Manny Machado may be the one that makes more sense from a baseball standpoint. Think about that infield.
And him in his ballpark.
He would be incredible. But the thing, I want Bryce because I want, you know, I've complained a lot about baseball, but I want the electricity that Bryce brings. Because to me, he brings more than baseball.
I got news for you. You would be the electricity Manny will bring, home runs galore.
Okay, so you're telling me.
Oh, look, I'd rather have Bryce, but.
He's no slouch.
If they sign Manny tomorrow, I'm celebrating.
No, I will. I'll come back to the area of reason and go, okay, they got that guy. Then I'll start saying, well, let's get them both. Because I'll get greedy, and why shouldn't we? But you look at it and. You think that puts people in the seats right away down at Citizens Bank Park, or does winning have to be a part of the equation? Because they're going to win.
Yeah, it should put people. People should be interested right away. You should sign the 162 pact.
Yeah. Well, the one thing last year, you know, they were winning. They were in first place. Nobody bought it because they didn't have players like Manny Machado. They didn't have players.
Look, that infield would
depth
be
of pitching.
You would have a top two catcher, whatever. Young stud first baseman.
Yeah. Can hit like a
whatever, second baseman, whatever, you know.
Yeah, Cesar.
Right. Or the kid. Shortstop stud.
Segura.
Right. Veteran, line drive, spray ball hitter. Bomber, third. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just go around and around. I mean,
bullpen help with David Robertson.
You need another outfielder.
Yeah, you need another arm, too, starter.
Yeah.
I don't know what Arrieta's going to be. He was like one of those guys there. What am I going to get today?
Well, you're hoping he's your three.
Yeah. And you're hoping that maybe because he didn't. Last year, I think he came in, signed with the Phillies on March 11th, right?
Yeah. I can see him.
Full spring training.
I can see him having a renaissance.
Okay. He's not the power pitcher he was. He's not going to blow
yeah,
up
but,
by
you know, again, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, but maybe he. who knows what, but he comes in and he's had a good workout off season, in shape, ready to go.
Arms live.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question because I want to see if you agree with me on this. You and I think about sports a lot in this same way where we love the chess match of sports. There's a guy that I loved watching pitch. I want to see if you agree because it was like going in to see a world-class surgeon perform a life and death surgery on a patient. Like replacing an aortic valve or something.
Oh, Maddox?
Greg Maddox. Yeah. With the Cubs and the Braves.
Yeah, I liked Smoltz better.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. Why?
I covered a lot of those, a lot of Braves stuff. No, Maddox was that in the regular season, but come the playoff time.
Withered a bit.
Well, it's because guys grinded out every pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, you know, they weren't hacking.
They're bearing down.
So when you did that, that's why his ERA inflated. He didn't have, you know, he changed speeds. He was terrific at placement.
Yeah, he could paint corners like nobody
else. You know, and he would change speeds on you. And, you know, he would do all those things. And he knew how to pitch. He was that.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the stuff. Like John Smoltz.
Yeah, he had a full
pack. He was a star. I liked him better than he was a starter.
I mean, think about that staff with Avery. Glavin.
The three of them were great.
Yeah.
Avery was there for a while. Then they had the other dude they had. But, you know, those three were studs.
Yeah.
Glavin was nasty. Lefty, you let Glavin get hit a little bit.
Yeah. They were some great teams. And then the other
Smoltz
guy.
Smoltz was the best. I was a big Smoltz fan.
Yeah. The other guy I loved watching, Randy Johnson.
Imagine
standing in seeing that albatross of a man, like arms like that he could touch the third base and first base standing on the mound.
So, you know, when you see him 6'10 on a mound, like coming at you, lefty.
It's like 7'2.
Well, that's why all those left-handers never one of the opted out of the lineup when he pitched.
Yeah.
I was doing a story on him. I did a bunch of stories. Like one was him, one was A-Rod or Griffey. And so I spent a couple weeks in Seattle and kind of followed them around. And I took one of their trips to Detroit. So it was awesome. It was like Tiger Stadium on like a beautiful June day, weekday, Thursday afternoon game. And I don't know how many struck out, but I think it was like 16 or 17. You know, and one hitter, two hitter, whatever it was. It was one of those, wow, poof, poof, poof. That was impressive. Well, yeah. You know, day like that, you're at the yard, you go, wow.
A left-handed hitter, like they look at where it comes out of his hand, and it's a foot and a half behind where they're standing on the plate.
And it's on you. It's the problem. With that velocity.
Yeah, it was a whip.
It was just on you. And you're not used to lefties like that.
And you look out, you see that guy. I mean, he looks like a bird. I mean, he was not a good-looking man.
He was not the nicest fella.
I heard he was a surly cat.
He was, and the only reason why he was nice to me and cooperated with me for the story was because of Johnny Mars.
Right, John Marzano.
Johnny Mars told him.
You catch him?
Yes, he was, you know, he was the backup, and they all, John ran the clubhouse. It's amazing, like all these Hall of Famers, Johnny ran the clubhouse. And Johnny, I went, he's like, listen, you got to talk to Anthony. He's my cousin, so you got to talk to him. And
I set you up.
Oh, he did it with him and Junior. Now, I knew Junior a little bit, but
yeah,
because I was friends with, because John and I were close, those guys, you know, they no guard.
Mm-hmm.
I was around them for like a couple weeks. It was cool. Like
you got instant credibility.
Yeah, no, in cooperation. Like,
he carried that cachet.
Like, yeah.
He signed off on you.
Definitely.
610-632.
Only because of John.
Yeah, it's great. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. So tonight we're going to do a little thing called Cuz's Corner at Parks Casino. We're going to be doing it on Thursday nights, hanging out. We'll do a little bit of, as the show evolves, we'll get into a little bit more interviews. We'll get some, you know, games, pick some games, the whole thing. And Parks Casino is Pennsylvania's number one casino. And the sportsbook is awesome. We're going to be there live at the sportsbook. It's incredible. Spreads and parlays and teasers and props and everything. You name it. Inside the Parks Casino sportsbook, it's an oasis on the big screens right in front of you. You got all the action going on right in the middle of the casino. Plus, they have the bet slip builder to let you plot out all your bets from anywhere with the latest odds. There's also sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your sports bets on the way to the game at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club. Parks Casino, lots of food options too. Liberty Bell Gastropub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new Beer Garden, Oliveto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casinos. PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh my God, you did? Are you serious, Pat Egan? Pat Egan loved Ben Revere.
I was a big Ben Revere guy.
One of my most hated Phillies of all time.
Are you still a big Ben Batiste guy, too?
I still have a Ben Revere jersey.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he likes the weird ones.
If I went, I did my top 25 hated Sixers, hate your own, I'm going to do the Phillies, and Ben Revere is easily on my top 25.
Oh, I can't imagine the list for that. So who else would be? Travis Lee?
Oh, Travis T.
makes the list.
Travis T definitely makes the list.
They didn't give up anything, though, for Revere.
But that doesn't make, there's no reason to like him. So, they didn't give up anything for him.
So if you remember, they get him. It's the winner, right?
Yeah.
And I called Charlie, go, we got Ben Revere. And we were supposed to get somebody else in the Twins outfield. And they get Revere. I go, really? You go,
probably like Aaron Hicks.
I go, maybe, I don't know. It was somebody else. I was after. They needed another bat in the outfield.
Was it Kadire?
Maybe it was Kadire at that point. Remember they had been after Kadire?
I think it might have been.
I think it was Kadire. Anyway, I say to Charlie, I go, Revere? Question mark type of thing? And he goes, yeah, you know, he's going to be like a 4th, 5th outfielder. You know, speed guy off the bench. That's what Charlie thought he was getting.
He didn't.
Not a starting center fielder.
And he was so impressed with him when he came into camp that he had to make him the starting center fielder.
Mikey Missy used to call him Little Benny Dribbler.
The guy had more singles than a stripper.
Oh, my. It's the truth. He was so bad. But do you remember that? They were so bad that... I didn't understand Ruben. Like, that offseason was the worst. You still had, like, a semblance of a pitching staff. And I remember asking Charlie, because Howard was hurt. And Utley was hurt. Remember Utley was hurt, too? The whole mysterious spring training injury?
It was the knee, right?
Yeah.
Came in with it.
Now, did they sign Marlon Byrd that offseason or the offseason afterwards?
I think it was the offseason after.
Well, God, Marlon Byrd, he makes the list, too.
So the opening series is against the Pirates. And it was like, and they got, then they lost 2 out of 3 or whatever. And I call him up and I go, what are you thinking, man? And he goes, I think we got a bunch of leprechauns. Like there were a bunch of little guys that couldn't hit.
And no power.
Right.
And you got a ballpark that supports power.
Yeah,
and he was like, what are you serious with that, with that team?
Yeah, what's he doing to me here?
Like, why are you giving me that team?
Yeah. We had success by bombing it.
Right. We got a bunch of, I never forgot, I cracked up. We got a bunch of leprechauns.
Yeah, leprechauns have small strike zones, so they walk more.
Yeah.
They get on base. It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Bunch of Eddie Goodells.
You can walk around, walk them around. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Bilal in South Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Bilal?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Bilal, what's happening, my man?
Good afternoon.
Yes.
You know, y'all like the GM of the station, you know what I mean? GM, get it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
I don't get it.
How you don't get it?
Oh, okay. Gargano Martita. Okay, thank you.
I think that's what I'm saying. All right, well, listen. I just want to say this. And I know you've been trying, because you've been trying to get me to go with this Brett Brown thing. And I've been trying, but I can't get it. I really
I know.
Can't. And you know what?
I know.
What really got me was yesterday. I don't usually listen to him because you know how I feel about him.
Yeah.
But I just listen to his comments and see what he says about the game yesterday. And what he said was, we played better in the second half than we did in the first half. Now, for him to say that and us being up by 26 and them coming back the way they did,
I know,
shows me that he really doesn't know what he's doing. Now, I can't, I'm trying.
I know, man, I feel you. I agree with you.
Because this is the only thing that I'm saying. I'm going to leave it alone for this year because, to me, this is what's going to happen. They're not going to get rid of him, and I hate to say this, we're going to be in the same predicament we was in with the Eagles, with Andy Reid, when we're going to keep getting
him. I will tell you this, and I believe this, and I don't know anything, but I believe this. I'm usually my gut's right, particularly with that team, that if they underachieve in the playoffs, he's gone.
You know what? I feel the same way, and to an extent, because look, Elton Brand can only do but so much. It's the owners that really, and the owners like this guy. They love this guy because he was there from the beginning. And
yeah, but they want to win. But these guys want to win.
They sacrifice so much.
And if they think, Bilal, that Brett's not the guy that makes him that can take him to the next level, they'll replace him.
Look at the extremes they went through as an organization. And to get Joshua Harris to buy off on it, to make that building dark during 41 home games for 4 years, basically.
Yeah, I don't think they're I think everybody that knows Brett is rooting for Brett to be the guy.
Yeah.
But if he's not the guy, you got to do what's best for the organization. You got to move on, and you'll know it.
Yeah.
You know, listen. You know, what we saw was alarming against Boston again. Now, it's going to play out. Like, to me, it's all about the playoffs.
Yeah, the referendum is here. And look, I don't know who is available this offseason if they do come up short and they do make that decision. That'll be the next most important decision they make if that plays out that way. Because a coach in the NBA means a lot.
Yes.
It's not just, go in, rotation this. No, no. Look at Brad Stevens. The effect that he has on that team when they're shorthanded when they got their best player hurt.
You know, should all that happen, and again, we're all rooting for, because I think we all appreciate the man. And you want to see the guy finish the job. But should that not occur, there's only one play. The first call I'm making, and I'm dialing up Brinks, is to Jay Wright.
Yeah. You're calling the main line.
I mean, listen, and I don't know if he would do it. And I don't know, I don't know if he could, Jay's heavy. Jay's affable and, he's great to his players, but he also will ride his guys.
You don't do the things he does without doing that.
He's a nice guy and a great guy, but he's no doormat.
Yeah, he's a competitor.
Those guys, he'll get on those guys. And he gets on those guys' college kids. Now, there's a difference. I don't know. Now, Jay's the type of guy, to me, that comes in with cachet.
Oh, absolutely.
First of all, the way he is, the way he looks, the way he coaches, number one.
The way he presents himself.
Right. The rings, you're coming in I won championships.
Yeah.
I brought a little school like that and made him a powerhouse. So he's got cachet.
Yeah, he comes in right away with that. He's got
USA basketball.
Uh-huh.
All right? He's part of USA basketball. So to me, there's only one guy that if this thing doesn't work out, he's my one and only guy. I make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, you have to. And people
he's a great coach. Look, they won a game last night. What he's done this year is amazing.
With marginal talent.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
What Jay Wright has done.
And the thing is, too, the conundrum that Jay will find himself in is he's at this job that he has in perpetuity. Do you risk that? Because the NBA, nothing's in perpetuity.
It's not about perpetuity for Jay.
It's about going to the next level.
Right now, it's like he loves what he does. Perpetuity. Jay Wright can can work anywhere, anytime he wants.
No, I mean, like, the comfort of just being at Villanova, everything about it is so great.
It's not the job. Like, you don't fear, like, oh, my God, if I leave Villanova, I'm putting my career at risk.
Oh, no. Jay
Wright, he's already a Hall of Fame coach.
Jay Wright can go wherever he wants.
So, to me, you know, if he's going to leave and he wants to go to the next level.
Do it here.
It just makes perfect sense.
Wow. It would be it'd be quite the story. Now, look, none of us, like you said, are rooting for that to happen because that means failure.
You said, I don't know who, what.
Yeah.
But that would be the guy. I mean, to me, it's the only guy right now, to be my only guy I go after. Now, Jay's like, I'm out. I really don't want to do it. Then, you know, we'll go for this search. But if that was the case and all played out that way, I'm going full board after Jay.
Yeah, I will always ask that question. One thing you know about me, I always say, let's fire the coach. I'll go, well, if not him, who? Because it's a lot more complicated than just Canada.
I mean, the shame, and I'd like to get into this tomorrow a little bit, but it's EQ versus XO.
Coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sixers day, as they're on the All-Star break, we've got to take a lot of inventory.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Now, coming up at the top of the hour, Mikey Miss on this Thursday. I think he's got an interesting topic today, by the way. An interesting angle of discussion that you're going to want to hear. All right? Tyrone kind of tipped us off a little bit earlier regarding a topic of conversation on the Mikey Miss Show. So I'm intrigued. I hope you are as well. Midday Show is right back on 97.5 at The Fanatic right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And we'll be back later at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, Carhartt joins us tomorrow.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, a bunch of school kids from Mary C. House Elementary School, another Westchester school district, that not the same one that did the stuff for Alshon, but another Westchester area school district sent Carhartt a ton of Valentines, and he's responding to them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so very cool. He's moving today, so he'll join us tomorrow. Got to move out of the hotel.
He's moving into
Jake's house.
Into Jakey's house.
Yeah, Voracek's house. The Voracek residence. So I'll be the guy that answers the door now.
Jakey's in town.
In the city?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure he's an Old City or a Rittenhouse guy or not. Well, by the way, congratulations.
I told you the story. When the bro.
Oh, yeah.
The bro, we were outside having some pho, having some soup.
Yep.
And who walks by but Jakey with the dog?
Oh, yeah?
And the bro goes, hi, Jake. Real high-pitched voice.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it was great.
I'll tell you, the bro embarrassed you everywhere.
That was
he?
Awesome.
congrats to Claude Giroux, by the way. Going to be a dad.
Oh, yeah?
Baby due in August. Yeah, just all tweeted out by Sam Carcitti. So, this fish can swim.
Now, you know that.
That kid's name is going to be Jason.
Now, you know the cartoon that I want to see.
What?
Come on. The one that Mike Miss is cooking up right now.
let's go to the phones. you're over here like one of those pokers for the fire, red hot poker.
Well, no, but we're going to do the throwdown.
We got to plan the throwdown at some point. But let's get to Alex in Allentown real quick. Squeeze him in. What's up, Al?
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Nice to talk to you. I miss you in the morning show.
Thanks,
I miss
brother.
Your intro. The good morning, everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
At 6 o'clock. And how's it going, Mr. Saturday, Wednesday, and Tuesday?
Saturday. That's the girl on Saturday.
Hey. I had a few topics I wanted to touch up on about the Sixers.
Sure.
Jimmy Butler's role, I still don't think he found his role on the team. And I wanted to know, what do you think it's his struggles, him trying to fit in on the team?
No, I think you're right about that. I think then when you add Tobias, it further complicates things. And I think he's got to be kind of closer, kind of secondary ball handler, depending on the offense. And he's got to be, I think he's got almost got to step up to be the leader, too, because he's the most veteran of that group.
Yeah, exactly. And I was wondering why he's taken so long to be dominant like how he was in all those other teams. He played enough games with the Sixers to find his way. I think he should just, you know, take control.
Yeah, I think he's showing a little deference. Like, you know, remember, you're coming in and you're playing with Joe and it's a big man's team, right? And you got Ben, who's the point guard. So I think Jimmy's still feeling his way.
Be respectful.
As to, you know, you got the big man and you got the point guard, so.
Yeah, but I think he gave them their respect already. Now it's time, you know, whatever they were doing against good teams, it isn't working. So,
well, they're 1-7, against those teams. Thanks for the call, Al. 1-7 in those teams, Milwaukee, Boston, and Toronto.
Yeah.
And the other the game against the Celtics the other night, Anthony, was the perfect opportunity for Brett Brown to use that strategy of making it B-plan Jimmy Butler night.
Agreed.
And he didn't. So, but that would have been a perfect. You know, you got to look at your opponent. This, and I talked about this the other day. You know, Belichick goes, okay, where's the way I can beat you? Where can I accentuate your weakness and take away your strength? And that game would have been, okay, it's Butler and Tobias, and you can cut out Embiid and Simmons that night and limit them. And once Butler and Harris get going, it could free up at some point in the game Embiid and Simmons because of the way they have to deal with. Because that's the great thing about having those five.
Yes, yes.
Is that you have other options that are very, very good. And it could, you know, and you can pivot in the game too if they start to shut down Jimmy Butler, because a great coach is going to adjust like Brad Stevens and Tobias Harris. Now all of a sudden you can go back and run your offense through Joe and Ben Simmons again.
Yeah. No, I know. But again, finding that feel is the way to do it. I, you know, you heard me say the same thing about, you know, Jimmy Butler, and when you have Ben like that, that he needs to be that guy that can run the offense through.
Yeah, and maybe when you play Toronto, it's different. And Butler, it defers in that situation.
So. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's all against Boston, I mean, that's the one thing. But their issue, too, is a lot defensively.
Yeah.
They have too good of defenders with Butler, Simmons, and a rim protector like Embiid to be giving up these kinds of points. The wide open looks.
Yeah.
I mean, the Boston is...
Oh, Gordon Hayward, I'm still haunted.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm haunted by it. That's why I was going in last night's game. I'm like, oh, my God.
And there was no Kyrie or Baines in that game.
Yeah. All right, Mikey Miss is coming. We'll do the referendum tomorrow, the full inventory on the Sixers at the All-Star break. And Mikey Miss up next at 2. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, you can always visit handtoshouldercenter.com. We're back tomorrow on a Friday. Have a great night, everybody. Mikey Miss up next, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.